This episode of The Chaser Report is sponsored by incorrectly attributed quotes. Or, as Martin Luther King Jr. once said,
I never fucked Wayne. I never fucked Drake. All my life, man. Fuck's sake. Good man, that Martin Luther King.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Friday the 26th of November 2021. Alex Avulovich, Gabby Bolt and Dom Knight with you on a day when it's looking more and more like the Religious Freedom Bill is going to get passed and people who are religious will be allowed to say whatever they want about minorities or any other groups without getting sued.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So yesterday we talked about how refugee activists had to pay for defaming, and today religious people don't have to worry about that anymore.
I wonder if you're getting done for defamation, can you just now come out and say you're Christian and get away with it?
Well, this is my big idea, Gabby, to deal with this. Is that we talked about this before, but it's time to actually put it into place.
Right.
The Chaser needs to be a church.
We've tried this so many times.
But what? Like, why didn't we do that before this bill? Because, like, there are so many benefits to being a church.
Yeah, no tax.
No tax, yeah.
Free children.
We can get a building cheap, I'd imagine, you know, an old church as the office.
I can become a nun.
You should become a nun. It's a great idea.
It's a cool outfit, and I love Julie Andrews.
I'm thinking Church of the Holy Tax-Exempt Chaser. And I was trying to think, because I remember back in the day when I was a kind of law nerd, we studied how Scientology managed to convince the Australian tax office that it was a religion.
Right.
And you had to believe in something supernatural. That was part of what it is.
That's so, what a religion is?
Yeah. Like, for tax purposes, you've got to have something that isn't just – you can't just say we're a church. You've got to have a kooky belief, right?
Okay. Oh, well, Charles is full of those.
Yeah, so we could believe that what's the kooky belief going to be? That the Chaser is going to make money someday?
Yeah.
Pretty kooky.
That Charles Firth is a visionary
That Charles Firth has a third nipple. Is that of long religious standpoints, or is that just a belief I've been
I feel like it's one of those things we need to have faith in. Like, we can't ever see.
We've seen
his nipples before, so I don't think that works.
But maybe we could believe wholeheartedly that when you defame somebody, that some sort of religious magic happens, that's how you share the spirit. So if you defame, I don't know, a leading federal politician, then you're sharing the comedy supernatural spirit with them in some way.
Oh, you're anointing them. Holy Spirit activating them.
Yeah, the holy defamation ghost comes to life in some way. I don't know if the tax office is going to buy it.
Wait, they bought Christianity. I think this one will fly so much.
Church of the Holy Tax Exempt Chaser. What would we do for rituals, though?
How about we crucify Charles? That's kooky enough to get us tax exempt.
Pretty kooky.
That would work. And also, it'd get him out of a lot of difficult tax situations.
I dead ass think if you crucified that man, he wouldn't notice it was happening.
I mean, he's a man who will do anything for publicity, too. He gave his phone number out on national TV.
He'd probably go for it. This hurts.
In today's episode, I'm very sad to say, today is the last installment of Fictional Furphy, where Charles spins his notes.
Oh, it's real.
It's not even exaggerated.
I can't believe we've played this game like 10 times and the two of us still haven't grasped the concept. Great.
Charles is full of completely ridiculous stories. He's got another one for you today. We've got your reviews coming up.
And later today we're going to be looking at the shortlist for Macquarie Dictionary's Words of the Year.
Oh, I'm on the edge of my seat.
For that, let's check in with Becky in the newsroom.
Scott Morrison has defended the controversial religious discrimination bill by saying that the bill will help fight cancel culture by allowing contracts of employees to be cancelled if they are LGBTQ. The ARIA Awards left people around the country shocked after they announced they still exist. Many people around the country were devastated by the announcement, saying that not existing anymore was the clear favourite. Recent research shows that over 50% of Australian men have complained about feeling fatigued by discussions regarding gender inequality in the workplace, claiming that men are discriminated against more than women now. This whinging comes despite the lazy shits getting paid 15% more than the women are during the conversations. That's the latest headlines from the Chaser Report. I'm Rebecca De Unamuno.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of The Chaser Report is sponsored by Incorrectly Attributed Quotes, or as Einstein once said,
"Where's the lamb sauce? It's fucking raw!"
I can't believe that in all the months we've been doing this daily podcast, the Macquarie Dictionary Word of the Year has not previously come up.
Yeah, it's a huge topic. The dictionary just keeps getting more and more relevant and more hip with the kids. Because they're
more
constantly
more relevant.
Keeping up with all of our words, all of our kooky words.
What's on the short list?
Well, according to the word scientist at Macquarie Dictionary, these are the most popular new words in the English language. I want to see if anyone knows what they are, because apparently they're very common.
Okay.
Do you guys know what a brain tickler is?
Is that like when something like is it used in the same way when people say that scratches my brain nicely? Like when something is pleasing to the to the thought?
Like a tongue tickler. No, the only thing I can think of is a COVID test.
That's exactly
what
it is.
Going up the nostril.
That's what it is.
Oh, but I haven't heard that phrase used.
Never.
I just figured it out from context. Right.
I went way too fucking philanthropic with that.
You know, it was literally someone trying to push a swab into your brain.
Actually tickling the brain. Yeah. Righto.
A nasopharyngeal swab. Well, it's for COVID-19 testing.
There you go.
Okay.
I can't believe that's not the nasopharyngeal is not the word.
So easy to say.
Yeah.
What about brickbait? Not clickbait, but brickbait.
Is that where like you put a groove in the ground for a bricklayer and the bricklayer goes, "That looks like a pretty good spot to put some bricks."
I've heard of a brickbait.
And there you go, brickbait.
Like people talk about coming for politicians with brickbats, but I haven't heard of a brickbait.
Brickbait.
Is that something you like when you insult a tradie?
I still think it's putting a nice little trudge in the ground there.
Right. So apparently it's a strategy designed to encourage customers to shop at bricks and mortar stores rather than online.
Oh.
As by providing personalized services and pleasant surroundings. And
is that like the whole buy from the bush?
It's like clickbait. It's a very, that's not a real thing people say.
No one says any of these things.
All right.
Oh, here's why this one's even worse. You guys know what a dignity suit is?
What I wear to work every day.
Isn't that what happened in the court this week? Anyway,
a dignity suit. Is it like opposite to birthday suit? Is it just a suit?
Has it got something to do with Zoom meetings?
Ooh, no.
A dignity suit.
It's literally, I don't know why it came up this year.
Is it where like you're wearing a mask that's not really your personality to meet other people? Is it like where you're like, I gotta put on my dignity suit before I introduce myself to this person?
What Charles puts on for live shows?
Well.
No, it's very, very literal. It's a jumpsuit with an elasticized waist and a zip at the back to prevent the wearer from undressing, and it's used for people living with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's
kind of nice.
But that's a sweet thing to exist. But
how popular is that word?
I'm not entirely sure why that's in contention.
I'm getting my literal and figurative so swapped on these.
This is probably the point at which I should reveal that I was previously part of the committee that chose the Macquarie Dictionary Word of the Year previous year.
Whoa. We're sitting
and you were overruled in every.
and I think fake news is what was chosen in the end. And that was the buzzword of the year. And everyone knew what
news.
It meant.
Yeah.
And so far, I don't see how any of these.
None of the words here are ever used.
I mean, unless I've aged out of the committee. Maybe
it could also be that we all stopped talking to each other this year.
Well, we did it every day for the fucking podcast.
Oh, we did. I stopped talking to my relatives, though.
What I think the issue is like, why do they always have to be new words? Like, sometimes we just reuse old words that we didn't use that much before.
Yeah.
You could just bring up cancelled,
which
is not a new word.
No.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I thought the word communism would come back because, like, it's taken on heaps of meanings this year. It's like
Dictator Dan.
Yeah, Dictator Dan, or like a female James Bond is communism, or when a cheese brand changes its name.
Mm.
You know, like that's. But we can't have that because that word already exists in the dictionary. So we have to come up with
new
a dignity suit.
What's going to win? is my question. Are any of these, is there any of these that actually seem in any way likely to work?
Well, that's the thing. I just haven't heard of any of these words before. So, it's so hard to tell. Do you guys know what a dump cake is?
I can come up with a definition. Yeah,
you're laughing, but it's absolutely not funny. It's a really boring word, but go on.
Dump cake. Come on. How can that be a boring thing?
We've all baked those after a big night out.
It's a cake which is prepared by combining the ingredients directly in the cake tin or dish in which it is to be baked.
How does that define 2021? Pot. Everyone was doing like artisanal baking.
I hate that that's what that word got used for.
Oh, this one I think I've heard before. A menti B. M-E-T-Y space B.
A menti B?
Oh, you guys haven't heard this one?
No.
Here we go. Well, this is what this gets
sounds
my
like
vote.
It sounds like an electronic artist.
I thought it would be very appropriate for this workplace. You guys know what it is?
No.
Menti B is a noun, colloquial, a breakdown in one's mental health.
Oh, I was going to say mental breakdown.
Oh, wow. That really needed a fun term for it, didn't it?
Menti B.
That makes them a lot less sad when you give them a fun little name.
Yeah, no, that adds a jollity to completely losing it and having a terrible situation. Great.
Menti B.
Thank you, lexicography.
So there's still time for you guys to vote on whichever of these obscure words for some reason you think is your favourite.
Definitely dump cake.
I mean, if I was part of the community this year, I honestly would be like, just none of the above, shut it down.
Justice for dump cake. I will only accept dump cake as the word of the year if they change the definition.
Yeah, and in that case, pretty much 2021 has been a total dump cake.
Dump cake!
This episode of The Chaser Report is sponsored by Incorrectly Attributed Quotes, or as Mother Teresa said,
why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Good voice, that Mother Teresa.
It's time for our final installment of the game we call Fiction or Furphy. This is where Charles Firth tells a story, and Xander and Alex have to work out whether it is fiction, completely made up, none of it's true, or furphy. It's mostly true, but with just a little bit of exaggeration. All right. Now, I've got to say, the track record has been pretty good for Xander. He hasn't got one wrong yet, but Alex, pretty shocking.
I got one right.
You did.
I'm on an upwards trajectory.
You are, yeah. You're kicking goals.
It's a trend.
Xander's the champ at this point.
I'll be predicting Charles's future soon.
All right. All right, Charles, time to crack one, tell one.
Okay, so this happened really recently. It was my birthday a few weeks ago, and I got given 4 beautiful Rydell glasses. Do you know Rydell glasses? They're crystal glasses, but they're like tumblers so that you can just use them to drink water. I've got one beside my bed type thing. But they're worth like hundreds of dollars, right? Like 4 of them, it must have cost at least $300 or $400, right? And they're crystal. They're made in Germany. They're just beautiful glasses, right? Anyway, so immediately, you know, get it at 8 a.m., immediately take it out of the package, go to my bathroom, rinse it out, about to, you know, sip a glass of water, and, you know, the tap in my bathroom sort of bends over, and I just smash it against the tap, and it just shatters. So literally, like within 5 seconds of having opened this thing, I'm one down. So I've got 3 glasses left, right? So second one. So I immediately head back to the bedroom and grab the second one from the box, and immediately drop it, and it drops not on my lovely carpet or my bed, but on my bedside table, which is made of glass, and it smashes as well. So literally within, you know, 2 minutes of this gift, I've smashed at least $150 worth of glass. Like, it is just a fucking nightmare, right? Okay. So then, so later that day, we're having a nice barbecue, and I put some wine in one of these glasses downstairs, head out to the pool area. A kid, a fucking snotty-nosed kid from somewhere else in the apartment complex, runs past me, clips my arm, smash, boom. Like, I haven't even had a sip of red wine from this glass. And again, boom, another one's gone, right? And so I'm just thinking, well, I'm not going to use the last one. Like, these are cursed. This is a cursed gift, right? So I put it away, put it into the cupboard. And that night, I come downstairs and my son is drinking a glass of water out of it, right? And like, and I go, ah! You know, like, and he goes, ah! Right? And he drops it.
All right. And what do we think? Fiction or furphy?
There's a big issue with this story here, right? Charles talks about four glasses and breaks all four of them. Yet at the start of the story, he says he's got one of these glasses sitting by the side of his bed right now.
Detective
so
this
is
work.
A massive furphy or, you know.
It could still be exaggerated
it
maybe the
fiction.
Whole thing's made up. It's one of the. It doesn't completely rule it out. It's either got to be mostly true or completely untrue. What do you think, Detective Xander?
I think Charles has the glasses and he broke one and then he was like, you know, it'd be funny if I broke hundreds of dollars worth of glass.
All right. Alexa?
Well, personally, I'd be a little bit offended if it was true because, you know, we've been working out our finances here and I had no idea that Charles was just drinking out of crystal glasses next to his bed. Like, not even for special occasions.
All right. Xander says furphy, Alexa says fiction, I think, on this one.
Yeah,
it is complete fiction. It is it's a completely untrue story. It also, as I was going along, I was thinking, actually, this doesn't even make sense because you're not allowed to sort of drink with friends, you know, at the moment. Like, we're in all the lockdown and everything like that. You know, like, especially a few weeks ago, like,
and
you're
kind of
idiots.
An idiot.
You're both idiots. It was clearly fiction.
You don't bring expensive glasses to the pool. So
yeah, but it's Charles.
Alexa has this one right. Finally, the final story, and Alexa nails it. Well done, mate. All right, this has been Fiction or Furphy. Furphy, unbelievable.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of The Chaser Report is sponsored by Incorrectly Attributed Quotes, or as Hulk Hogan once said,
grab a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy. Give me everything you've got for this wet-ass pussy.
Wrestling, it's a very
wet sport.
As always on the Friday podcast, we're going to finish with your reviews through Apple Podcasts. That's the only place where you can send reviews that we read out. And Gabby and Alexa, let's start with this one. 5 stars, the worst podcast ever.
Oh.
This has to be the worst podcast I've ever listened to. Don't get me started on those afternoon editions. Long, boring, uninteresting topics and guests. These editions are so boring, I'm forced to listen to them as I drive home from work in an attempt to find a sliver of entertainment. P.S. Gabby rules and so do the rest of the interns. Honestly, long live the interns.
Fuck yeah. I love that I've just become the unofficial leader.
Wait, how do we capitalize on this? If this person's being forced to listen to it, can we do that to other people too?
That would be good for ratings.
I just want to know what's forcing this person to listen because we could use that.
Yeah. I mean, blackmail?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
That review from LucasMC14 was 5-star. Strangely enough, just for Gabby.
Fuck yeah.
And look, I mean, there are a lot of Gabby fans, but Alexa, this is going to get genuinely awkward.
No.
This is from Shahahaha. Love it, but ...... 5 stars. If Gabby and Alexa started a spin-off podcast, I'd probably just listen to that.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's illegal. We couldn't do that.
I mean,
we couldn't do
that. Like third wheel here.
We couldn't do that.
Oh my God, Gabby. Do you reckon?
No, that's stupid. That's silly.
Well,
what did we even talk about? Yeah, like several topics that we would prepare in advance.
Heaps of like in-depth political stuff, but also heaps of comedy.
Yeah,
super engaging,
sketches,
funny.
Music.
For
you know,
young
you
people.
Play, I play. It's like,
we're not forcing you to be here. You could do a spin-off podcast if you wanted to. Or you could even do just your own podcast.
He's like, being nice to us because he wants to get a spot on new podcast.
I know, like, can't wait.
What are you going to call it?
The Vullabolt Report.
Boltovich.
The Boltovich Report is actually very good.
I can't believe we're making this. Well,
this is the last ever episode of The Chase Report. Thanks for listening. Our gear is from Rode Microphones.
Do we have time to get in the podcast award nominations with our new podcast that we're definitely making? Yeah, all right, great. See you there, competition.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones, and we're part of the Acast Creator Network. And Acast, if you're listening, you've got a new podcast on your hands.
Sure do. Can't wait to be sponsored.
I'm out of a job.